Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Bernie Sanders, always wonderful to have you back with us. It's terrific. Let me start by saying that we talked last time about the shortage of primary care physicians. You made great sense on that interview. I want to talk to you today about something you've been preaching for quite a while, and that is the disparity between those who have the most in the society and those who have the least. You know, income, wealth, and inequality. I wonder if you could tell us how we're doing.
Well, Alan, I thank you very much for raising that issue, because it's an issue that as a nation, for kind of obvious reasons, we just don't talk about very much. And yet, when you talk about economics, it is the most important issue. Because at the end of the day, you know, if you're a baseball fan, you want to know if the Red Sox won or lost, the Celtics won or lost. And economics, you want to know who's winning and who's losing. How is the game being played? And what's going on now is most people know instinctively, although they don't hear a whole lot about, is tragically, the great middle class of this country, which was once the envy of the entire world. You know, people look to America and they said, well, it's a country where you have freedom of expression, terribly important, but you have opportunity. You can be poor. You can work hard. You can make a good living. You can take care of your family. What has been happening over the last two, three decades is the middle class of America has been disappearing. Poverty is just at a terribly high level. And while the middle class shrinks and poverty remains so high, the people on top are doing phenomenally well. Right now in the United States of America, Alan, we have the most unequal distribution of wealth and income of any major country on earth. So what you're seeing right now is the top 1% owns 38% of all of the wealth of America, and the bottom 60%. Take a wild and crazy guess.
Oh, brother.
I know. I shouldn't be doing this to my host. Top 1% owns 38% of the wealth. What does the bottom 60% own?
Well, one could just do a little bit of subtraction, but, you know, maybe 20%?
I would say most people would think that, but you know what the answer is?
No.
2.3%.
Wow. So what happened between, they said, now you give...
So you got the top 1% and you got the bottom 60%.
And what does the 1% own?
38%.
Okay. Well, so 38% and 2%, that only brings us to 40%. Where's
right,
the rest
own the rest. Yeah, the middle class owns.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. But the point is, then in terms of, that's wealth, what we accumulate over our lifetime. So for many people, for the bottom 40% of Americans, it's a lot of people, they own nothing.
Oh,
or they're in debt.
Sure.
Meanwhile, in terms of income, which is what we earned last year, the latest study that we saw was from 2009 to 2011. I know I'm torturing you now, but I'm going to ask you another one. What percentage of income during those years went to the top 1%?
What percentage of income went to the...
You're not going to ask me on the show again.
You ready? Zero.
Well, all income went to the top 1%. Zero new income went to the bottom 99%. So what you're looking at is when we talk about economic growth, which is not high in the United States, so it's 1.5%, 2%, whatever it may, for the average person, it doesn't matter. Because all of the new income being generated is going to the top 1%.
So there's no more Horatio Alger. In other words...
Very, I'm sure that there is, but not a whole lot. So you have massive... And it's getting worse. It's getting worse. So it's not, you know, when you look at say, an island or a country and an earthquake strikes or a terrible flood or storm, everybody gets impacted. That's not what's going on in the economy right now. What's going on in the economy right now is youth unemployment is horrendously high. Real unemployment, as opposed to official unemployment, is close to 14%. If you count those people who have given up looking for work and people who are working part-time and they want to work full-time. For younger people and for kids who are high school graduates, total disaster. So when you look at the economy today, you say, yeah, the economy is really doing good for the very, very wealthy. But for almost everybody else, people are losing ground, working longer hours for lower wages. And that is the reality that we have to deal with to understand where do we go from here. If that's the reality, which we don't talk about enough, where do we go from here? Now, you know, what the president and others will say we're better off than we were 5 years ago. They're right. 5 years ago, when Obama came into office, we were losing 700,000 jobs a month. That is just beyond belief. Now we're gaining a couple of hundred thousand jobs a month. That's nowhere near enough. It's better than losing 700,000. But if you look at the totality of what is going on, you're looking at a nation which once had a booming and growing middle class, and that middle class is disappearing every single day. So what do we do? What do we need to do to create the decent-paying jobs that millions of people need? Well, one of the things that we are working very hard on, and we're running into Republican opposition because you have a divided Congress, and we have a lot of right-wing Republicans who control the House of Representatives, and their mantra is, what we are going to do in the House is protect the wealthy and the powerful, and we're really turning our backs on the middle class. What I think we need to do is to rebuild, among other things, our crumbling infrastructure. I think anybody in Vermont, anybody in New York State, New Hampshire, understands that our roads, our bridges, our rail system, our water systems, schools need an enormous amount of investment. I used to be the mayor of Burlington, and I can tell you that streets don't get any better by ignoring them. You have to invest in them. We can create millions of jobs just doing that. What we also, and jobs at all levels. I mean, it's not only construction jobs, it's engineering jobs, it's all kinds of jobs. Second of all, one of the great embarrassments that I have to deal with here in the U.S. Senate is we have a major political party which refuses to acknowledge what scientists are telling us every single day, and that is that global warming is real, global warming is significantly caused by man-made activities, and global warming is already causing devastating problems to our planet in terms of extreme weather disturbances, Sandy, Irene, in terms of floods, in terms of drought. These are problems today that are only going to get worse. Well, what do? We can create jobs by transforming our energy system away from fossil fuels, away from and into energy efficiency and to sustainable energy. And when we do that, we can help reverse global warming and create the kinds of jobs that we need. So there's a lot that we can do to create jobs, but sadly, we're not seeing that action here. I think our Republican friends are saying we want no new investments. All we want to do is cut. And I think that is just terrible economic policy.
Bernie Sanders, we only have a minute and a half here, but I wanted to ask you real quickly. There is a fear among some Democrats that the Republicans can take the Senate this time. And if they do, we won't be going in the direction you're suggesting, but as you have just pointed out quite well, we would be going in the opposite direction of protecting that 1%, wouldn't we?
Yes, we would. And I think the fear is, that fear is a legitimate fear. We don't know. Democrats have done surprisingly well in the last two elections here in the Senate. They had a lot of seats to defend. There was a lot of speculation the Democrats would lose control over the Senate in 2012, and yet they gained two seats. But having said that, is it possible Democrats could lose? Absolutely. They have to defend a whole lot of seats. Some of them are in fairly red areas, and some of their veteran incumbents have chosen not to run for re-election. They retired. So the answer is yes, and it should be of concern. I think, to my mind, though, what I get upset about is the Democrats nowhere in America should be losing to Republicans, because Republicans have defined themselves really as right-wing extremists, as people who are ignoring science in terms of global warming, turning their backs on women, turning their backs on working families. And to my mind, the Democrats should be gaining significant number of seats. But the problem is, Democrats who are also heavily, their party is heavily dominated by corporate interests, have not been as strong as they should be in standing up for the average person, the average working person. And that is the real horror of what money in politics does. It makes people worry about their wealthy campaign contributors rather than an unemployed worker or somebody, an elderly person, trying to get by on $15,000 a year.
Well, Bernie Sanders, I love having you on the show. It's just so wonderful. When we come back the next time, I want to talk to you about the chained CPI. Sounds like a popular song.